And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Tina's Game!
Peter Dixon was busy.
I love that. Now, I prefer Anne doing that.
Jeez.
Every voiceover in Britain was busy. Mm.
So, with 4 days to go now until the opening ceremony of the Olympics, we've decided to play a different game each day to get us into the spirit of the games.
Do we need our trainers?
No, you don't. Not for today.
Right.
Oh.
Today, we'll quiz your knowledge of the different Olympic sports.
There are
26 sports.
Right.
304 events taking place over 17 days. That's if you exclude women's football, which starts on Wednesday.
Why would you exclude that?
You sexist pig!
Is that because you think that no one cares about women's football?
No, it's
wrong.
Because it starts 2 days before the opening ceremony, which officially kicks off the Olympics.
Don't ever discount women's football.
No, we love it.
Anyway, you have to tell me which ones are real, which ones I've made up. There are 10 quickfire rounds in total.
Women's football is real.
Stop it, Dave.
And on fire.
Yeah. Yes. And you wait till Wednesday because we've got something special happening on Wednesday.
We do.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're playing.
Eat your words.
Am I? Yeah, you will eat your words.
And your shorts.
Eat my shorts.
Pay attention.
Sorry.
Yes or no answers only. You get 1 point for a correct answer. We'll start with Chris, then go Dom, then Dave.
You don't need to write it down. You're going to give the answer straight away.
Yeah, they're quickfire. The winner's the contestant with the most points. Does everyone understand?
Yes.
Good. Alid, are you keeping score?
Yes, I'll be keeping score.
Thank you very much. Let's do an example round.
Okay.
Oh,
this is not for points. This is just an example.
Just for fun.
Okay. Arm wrestling. Chris.
No, that's not an Olympic sport.
Dom.
No.
Dave.
No.
There you go. You're all right.
Yeah.
Wrestling is not an Olympic sport.
And then I think the next person you should start with would be Dom then.
Because otherwise it's always easy for me because I get them two before.
Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Round one.
Oh, how exciting.
Olympic music.
Tug of war.
Good job you finished that.
Dominic.
No. No. Uh-huh.
Dave.
Not in the Olympics.
Chris.
You morons. Tug of war.
Yeah.
Of course. No, it's not an Olympic sport.
You are all right.
Yay.
But tug of war was contested as a team event in the Summer Olympics from 1900 to 1920.
Wow.
It was there you go.
Also the Highland Games I went to recently.
And Great Britain topped the medal table for it. They won.
Did they?
Yes. Of course.
We're good at tug.
We're kings of tug of war.
King of the tug.
Well
of
done.
War.
Off to a winning start. Round two.
Round two.
Shooting. Dave.
Yes, it is.
Alid.
I'm not playing.
Chris.
Yes.
Dom.
Yes.
Well done. Shooting is an Olympic sport.
Wow,
well
you're doing good at this.
Yeah, you are.
2.6.
Well, learning already.
Mm. Pistol, rifle and shotgun.
I beg your pardon?
Stop it. Breakfast.
They are the different
That's the new one extra signings, isn't it?
Tina's last three X's.
Round three. Dave.
Just fight through it.
Toe wrestling.
Toe wrestling?
Yes. Chris?
No.
Dom?
This is featuring on the Odd Box at the moment, toe wrestling, but it's not an Olympic sport.
Dave?
Negatory.
You are all correct.
Right.
Toe wrestling has never been an Olympic sport.
Three all.
Right.
Round four.
Right.
100-metre freestyle for sailors.
100-metre freestyle for sailors.
What does that mean? You can stand on your head and stuff. I'm going to say yes.
Dave?
No.
Chris?
No.
It used to be an Olympic sport. It's now been discontinued.
What is it exactly?
It only appeared once in 1896 and was only open to Greek sailors. So you see why they discontinued it.
Yeah, that's
like that bar you
can't
go
have
to.
A sport.
One for Greek sailors.
Yeah. One nation can compete in.
What year was it part of the Olympics?
1896.
I would have thought you'd have got that right, Dominic.
How rude. I wasn't born until 1898.
Right.
Round six.
Right.
Swimming.
Five.
Yes.
Hang on.
Round five.
Yes, please.
Round five.
Yeah. Archery.
Swimming
Dave.
Archery?
Dave.
Archery underwater would be rubbish.
I skipped around. Dave.
Archery, what, true or false? I'm going to say yes.
Yes, or no?
Yes, it is. An
Olympic
sport.
I'll say yes.
Yes, it is.
You are all right.
Yes.
Yes, it is. On to round six.
Is it swimming?
Swimming obstacle course.
Oh, shush.
Swimming obstacle?
Yes.
Like what?
Chris.
What does that mean?
No, of course it's not.
No.
Dave.
I'm going to say no.
You're all right.
Yeah.
But it used to be an Olympic sport.
No, it didn't.
It did. 1900.
Yeah.
Oh, shush.
I know this.
You had to climb over a pole, climb over a row of boats,
and a boat.
And swim under another row of boats.
Hang on, that's total wipeout you're describing. With Amanda Byron.
Round seven.
Wow.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Greco-Roman wrestling.
Don't Dom. Really even know what it means. I'm going to say no.
Dave?
I think it used to be, but not anymore.
Chris?
No, you don't. You've never heard
I
of
do,
it.
I do, because I know these things. I did the Olympic show, didn't I?
Chris?
I'm going to say no as well.
You are all wrong.
Oh!
Olympic sport.
Really?
Rubbish.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, there's freestyle wrestling and there's Greco-Roman wrestling.
Dave, you did two shows on Five Live where you taught kids about the Olympics
yeah,
and you got that wrong.
Yeah.
And the rules are you're not allowed to use your legs for tripping or holding.
Wow. Is it just the same rules in that bar? That
you
can't, goes to,
you
yeah.
can't grab your opponents below the waist.
No, you're saying again.
That's why Dominic was barred.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you got thrown out by the bouncers for that.
I have to wear a disguise every time I want a drink.
And they found out you weren't even a sailor.
Yeah.
Round eight.
Right.
Mm. Mud wrestling. Who are we starting with? Dave?
Yes.
No.
Chris?
No.
No.
Oh, you're all right.
Right, yes, yeah, we are.
Mud wrestling isn't an Olympic sport. Round nine.
Can Chris and Dave have different answers from now on, please?
Why?
Because you're tying first.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes for more tension and drama.
Club swinging.
Pardon?
Again, Dominic.
No, shush.
Dom, your answer.
No, that's
please.
Swinging in clubs is different.
Club swinging.
Yes, please take this seriously.
Yeah.
Club swinging?
Yes.
No.
Dave.
What is it?
No.
Chris.
What?
You can say no.
I'm going to say no.
It's not anymore.
Oh.
But it once was?
Yes.
Like in the Stone Age.
In 1904 and 1932.
Oh, you should have got that right, Dom.
Yeah. Mm.
And it involves swinging a club with ribbons very quickly around the body and head in a very complicated routine.
Wow.
And
how do you win?
Well, if your routine's very good, you win.
Right.
Oh, you get marked on, like,
on the,
not hitting yourself
like
in the face.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Right.
And finally, round 10.
Like gymnastics with a baseball bat.
Come on. Round 10, handball. Dave.
True. Yes, it is. Europeans like it.
No. False.
Dom.
I know volleyball's in there, but I'm going to say yes for handball. But
is that your final answer?
Yes.
Handball is an Olympic sport.
It is.
Silly Billy.
Of course it is.
Well, what's the difference between handball and netball?
And volley. No, netball's different.
Handball's like a hybrid
netball's
of football and basketball.
Netball's just for girls, and handball can be played by anyone.
What's the difference between handball and basketball?
Basketball, you bounce the ball, and handball's more like volleyball.
You have to throw it into a goal.
Oh, well, any girls know that answer
exactly.
Anyway, so you're girls. Fact.
With 9 points, Dave is the winner.
Yay!
Well done.
Well done, Dave.
I know my Olympics.
That's very interesting.
Congratulations,
Thank
Dave.
Thank you very much.
I enjoyed that.
And you win a medal.
Thank you.
So what were the scores?
8 to both Chris and Dom, and Dave got 9.
So then that's the gold for Dave, the silver for me, and the bronze for you, Dominic.
Why? We got the same.
Well, you're older, so...
We can have a Greco-wrestling match, too.
I would have got...
Yeah.
I would
have decide who wins.
Let's have a wrestle.
Is that the tie?
10 if I got the Greco-Roman wrestling, right?
Well, there you are.
Well done, Dave.
Are we going to do that every day?
Different game.
Yeah, please, yeah.
What do you mean, with a different format?
I'm not being funny, but by Thursday, it'd be hide and seek, anybody. Hide and seek. Opening a tin as fast as you can and safely putting the lid inside the tin once you've emptied the contents, and then maybe put some kitchen roll in there so that the bin men don't cut their fingers.
Oh, that's very considerate.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
What a nice, neighbourly person you are.
Well, you know. Right, and that was Tina's Games.
And that's the end. Join us tomorrow for more of Tina's Games.